members on the call, just hit star one on your keypad. If you have questions for the coaches, we'll work those in as soon as we can. We now welcome into the call the head coach of the UNCW Seahawks, Kevin Keats. Good morning, Coach Keats.
Hey, Rob. Good morning.
Good morning. A split of your road trip to Virginia last week, a nice 87-76 win up at James Madison on Thursday, and then a loss by 18 at Tony's William & Mary squad on Saturday. Talk about your view from those two games last week.
Well, it's weird. They were two different games when you look at it. Obviously, going to James Madison, and I thought we played well, extremely well in the second half. When you look at it, that we really shared the basketball. We ended up with 24 assists on 32 made field goals, but we shot the ball so well, you know, making 16 threes, and certainly I thought that helped us win the game. You know, I think Lou's doing a really good job with his program, obviously, you know, with the big fella getting out, being out, and they made some adjustments, and I thought they played well, and, you know, we were able to shoot the basketball, and we made some shots and got some separation. When you look at Saturday's game against William & Mary, you know, we played against a very good team on their floor, and they played with a lot of energy and made a lot of shots, and obviously came away with a great win. And, you know, those shots that went down for us on Thursday, for whatever reason, we couldn't make them. And probably us and probably a little bit of William & Mary's defense. And certainly, you know, as you know, when you play on the road in this conference, it's tough.
You guys, before that loss, got off to a 9-0 start in CAA play, one of the best starts ever in the history of this conference. And when you look not just in the CAA but around the country at what's happened over the past couple of weeks, how difficult is it for a team that's picked number one and to stay unbeaten and play at a high level each night? And when you get into conference play, especially on the road.
Well, I you know, conference play is just tough, and you know, everybody knows this. As coaches, we know it. You know, certainly when you're in any conference, you want to try to win all your home games if possible and try to find a way to split or win as many road games as you can, but it's really tough. You know, I tell people it's really unrealistic if you ever think that you're going to go through conference and not lose a game, because, and especially the CAA, we've got some very good teams and some very good coaches, and you know, when you're playing in a conference, you know, you got to play every night or you have the opportunity to lose a game.
We're here with UNCW head coach Kevin Keats. If you have a question for him this morning, just hit star one on your keypad. Now, we've talked a lot, and rightly so, about your senior guys throughout the season on this call, but I thought your freshman Jalen Forns gave you a nice lift, especially in that William & Mary game, 8 points off the bench and 2 for 3 from three, and obviously with all the veterans you guys have, hard to get minutes, but how can he help you, and how did you feel like he has contributed over the last couple of weeks?
Well, you know, I'm a huge fan of Jalen Forns. You know, I think that, you know, he could eventually have the same impact that, you know, Jordan Talley did as a freshman, and certainly C.J. Bryce. You know, he came into this program under a different circumstance because we've had a lot of, as you know, guards that were returning. But, you know, he's getting better every day. I think he's, you know, putting in more work. He's getting in the gym, working on his shot. But, as you know, the toughest thing for a freshman is to be able to come into any program and be able to defend. And, you know, that typically keeps you off the floor as a freshman. And I think he's made an effort to become better in those areas. And, you know, his minutes are starting to go up because he's earned them.
We've reached just past the midpoint of CAA play, and you guys obviously sitting in first place, so there's a lot to be pleased about. But as you look over the next 4 weeks, talk about to me about some of the things that you feel like you've done well and some areas that you'd like to see improved before we get to North Charleston in March.
Well, I think we've been very good on the offensive end and certainly have made a lot of shots. And, you know, we've got contributions from a lot of guys when you talk about the guys that we've been starting. I think, obviously, if we're going to continue to be good and have an opportunity, we've got to become more solid, especially half-court defense. You know, I think, you know, as everybody knows, we're a full-court team, and, you know, our press has been effective early on. But I think in order to take the next step, we've got to be a solid half-court defensive team.
Obviously, a big game on Thursday night at home against College of Charleston, the teams that are 1-2 here in the CAA standings. You guys had quite the battle down in Charleston a couple of weeks ago with the Seahawks coming out on top. As you go back and review that game, what did you feel like you did well to get the win, and what are some of the keys going to be on Thursday?
Well, I just thought it was a, you know, we played Charleston plenty of time, and it's always been a battle all the way down to the end. I think even three of them have been in overtime. You know, I didn't think either team particularly played well on the offensive end. When you look at the numbers, I think both teams struggle offensively. But, you know, it's one of those games where, you know, obviously you got to make shots. And as you know, everybody knows this, Charleston's a very good defensive team, and you got to find a way to score against those guys.
Talking to Earl a little bit earlier today, they, along with that defense, they have cranked it up a little bit on the offensive end, especially over the past week. As you've kind of looked at their most recent games, what do you think they've done better over the last week or two?
Well, I think the emergence of Reeler and Chile, you know, obviously halfway through the conference season, man, they're playing as good a basketball as anybody else. And, I mean, they're a tough backcourt because they put a lot of pressure on your defense. Both guys can score. Both guys can penetrate. You know, they're really good defenders. And I think those two guys have, you know, the way they're playing. You know, I looked at something. I think they're in the last couple games, you know, they're both averaging over combined 50-some points a game, and that's tough when you got your backcourt that's playing it well.
All right, Kevin, thanks as always for your time here this morning, and I look forward to talking to you again next Tuesday.
Thanks, Rob.
All right, thank you.